Okay, now in our Dream Team interview is going to head up to Linn County and talk with Linn County boys basketball coach Brandy Biggs. And Brandy had a couple players nominated for the Dream Team. Talk first of all about senior Michael O'Kane.
Michael comes off of a pretty good season last year where the Linn County boys went to the Final Four. He was our lone senior this year. He led the team very well. He had a lot of younger athletes looking up to him, looking for him to lead us in the spotlight. He was the facilitator for all of our games. He's definitely that kid that the other teams had to watch out for, and he was a heck of a shooter, and he averaged 19.8 points a game. He was definitely that player that when he got on fire, if we were down, we were definitely going to come back, and if not, he led the team to a win.
Michael's a senior. Does he plan to continue playing basketball at the college level?
He does. He has gotten a couple of offers. He's just undecided on where he would like to be. I look forward to seeing what he chooses to do. Not only is a very well-rounded athlete, he does amazing work in the academic department through academic scholarship and athletic scholarships. So he definitely has a bright future ahead of him.
And your other Dream Team member, sophomore Peyton Phillips, your son, talk about Peyton as a player.
Peyton was one of those players that he definitely could sneak up on you in everything that he did. He played hard on both sides of the floor. He was our leading rebounder with 11.3 a game, which is pretty remarkable, especially for being only 5'9". He's actually a point guard and has grown up being a point guard all of his life. He actually found himself playing a lot of post for us just due to lack of size throughout the whole team.
For him to be 5'9 and lead your team in rebounding, he must have had a lot of get up and go, a lot of desire to go get that many rebounds.
He did. It kind of helped having his mom be the coach, too. We played really hard. Like I said, he also led our team in assists with 7.3 a game. A lot of those were to Michael O'Kane. I don't want to forget about the rest of the boys. You can play any team that you want, but if you only have two on the floor, you're not going to be very successful. So we made sure that we had five key components on the floor at all time, or at least five boys who were outworking everybody else. So that whole team unity, they did a tremendous job this year.
Very interesting dynamic. You see a lot of male coaches coach either their son or their daughter, and you see a lot of female coaches that have a chance to coach their daughter. But as we said, Peyton's your son. You had a chance to coach your son. You don't see that very often in high school basketball. That was a very unique, a very special experience for you, I'm sure. And I know that was a very unique and special experience for your son, Peyton.
Yeah, Peyton, he's played ball ever since he was like 4 and 5 years old. And there was a big group of those boys, the sophomore and junior boys. Even Michael, as a senior, got to play with them sometimes through like YMCA and everything else growing up. I was always that coach that just kind of brought him up through. And then junior high, he had a different coach, and I was coaching over at Buckland, Macon County, for the last 6 or 7 years. And then I decided that I had done enough coaching, and he had followed me around, so it was my turn to be able to watch him throughout his high school season. So I actually took a year off of coaching and was just being a mom, and then a position came available, and this last year I got to coach him. And I tell you what, coming back and coaching those boys, it meant the world to me. My son lost his life here about a week ago, and I wouldn't trade the last year of coaching him for anything. We had kind of a running joke. So at home, I was mom, and at school, I was his coach. And we made sure that we kept that separate this year, and that was a great thing for us. So, you know, some nights after a game, they were kind of quiet.